After Chuck's message on Sunday morning, so Pastor Chuck started speaking about the emotions, and it's something we don't think about a lot, but we deal with a lot. When he started speaking, wow, the downloads started rolling out. It was rolling during service, after service, all day long, all night, and suddenly, yesterday, we started our first prayer in this situation with emotions, and I'm going to explain what I'm talking about. So what we're finding out is when we start talking about faith, how many of you ever heard this? I'm not moved by what I feel, see, or hear. I'm only moved by what I believe. How many of you ever heard of that? You know, that's the normal faith thing. And the reason you do that is because most of us, all of us, have been trained. What happened is in the emotional realm, because our whole world, let's say that, let's just go over here. This is the world system, right? And this is the kingdom over here. We were designed or taught to administrate faith here. And when you administrate faith in this jurisdiction alone, first of all, it's a lot of work, very hard. I've done it, and I've actually conquered some very pretty large mountains with it in the past. But it's extremely hard because you have to shut down parts of you that were not meant to be shut down. For instance, emotions. When your emotional faculties are constantly being bombarded by the world system. They're being engaged. In fact, when we live here, our emotions are constantly being engaged by this system, good or bad. Mostly, they can be turned the wrong way, and there can be a barrage of them in every facet, from depression, from discouragement, from anxiety, to anger. There's all kinds of issues we deal with emotionally here because your emotions are constantly being subjected. Now, emotions themselves, it's important. This whole thing on emotions is massive because we're finding out what to do with them now. We didn't know what to do with them before. So what happens is your emotions themselves will not just engage. They have to have something that's, they're a servant. They actually follow. They're designed to follow. They follow image. They'll follow vision. They'll follow atmosphere. They respond. But they have to have a response. There has to be something that causes them to respond. You can get, somebody can give you a word and you can go, hallelujah. Another person can give you a word about, you know, how they might think about you. And it comes, it creates an atmosphere. Spirits will move through those emotions. And they're designed, it's like Elijah called fire down on the 450 prophets of Baal. And then Jezebel, he gets in the presence of Jezebel once. She never even touched him. But that atmosphere sent him reeling so much that he wanted to die. I mean, those are emotional faculties that are engaged by spirits in this earthly system. Well, it's the same way with children of Israel. When they go into the promised land, they never touched, those giants never came out there with a sword. They just looked at them. The giants didn't even, they weren't even ready to go fight them. They just walked in and saw them. And the sight of those giants produced an emotional response that we are like grasshoppers. See, they were being fed something to the visual sense that caused an emotional response. The problem with administration of faith here, only two of the spies, by the way, actually saw and heard what God said. And they had their emotions in a different place than the other 10. The other 10 did not hear what God said. So the word of God, their emotions were out of alignment. And if your emotions are out of alignment, they will work against you all the time. They'll work against everything God's trying to do because they're out of alignment. So if we in this arena, all we've ever done is operate in faith here, then we have to do something with emotions. And most is deny them, because as soon as you begin to engage any kind of faith, what happens? Enemy comes. What's he going to do? He's going to start barraging with thoughts. He's going to, with encounters, with circumstance, with situations, with people. And all of that is inevitably going to affect the emotions. So if you're in a stand of faith, you have to say, I am not moved by what I see, feel, or hear, because you're mostly not feeling anything concerning what God has said. You're feeling everything in the negative. How many of you want to know what I'm talking about? And because of that, our emotions are not being utilized the way God wants them utilized. Because in this arena, you have to shut them down. because they'll work against you. So you learn to shut them down. And I did that. I did it when I did that 12-month stand against poverty. Every single day, I never had very many days that felt like I was on top of the mountain. Mostly, I was just constantly feeling the negative, and I just kept plowing through. I had to shut the emotional faculties down. That's where people have done it. But God has given us a new way. And fortunately for us over here, here's what happens with a kingdom. So there's emotions will serve. They'll serve the kingdom. How many of you know you can be in church and the glory of God comes and all of a sudden the Spirit of God will get up on your emotion. You'll glory to God. Sharon's laughing. People are rejoicing. Hallelujah. And then all of a sudden you can walk outside. I mean, there have been times where the glorious moves of God, it was just an hour later, somebody saying something, bam, 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 and all of a sudden, back in those days, my emotions would reel. They're undergirded a lot more these days, but my, just like, dang, we're right there, and just boom. I mean, it's like throwing a pancake up, and it just flat on the ground, you know. And that's because of the emotions. So, what do we do with these? When your emotions are interfacing with the world system on a 24-hour basis, they get tied. Things will tie them. Thoughts will tie them. Trespasses will tie them. Issues, people, circumstances, they'll get tied into something. How many of you ever get tied to something and you just got anxiety over it? Worry, fretting, fear, because you're tied into something. And what happens is the emotions, when they get tied, all of a sudden your being will move into a works-oriented situation to try to work it out with worry, fear, anxiety, and you're constantly, and you're tied. That's what's called a tie. Now, when people are concerned, you can call it a soul tie. You can get tied to people here. You can get tied to their issues here real fast. I mean, you know that. The problem is with all those ties, when your emotions are constantly interfacing here, when it comes to faith, they will get in the way. So what do we do with them? Well, if all we're going to do is operate in faith here, you're going to have to deny them and shut them down. Go to sozo. Amen? But they're still going to be there. Or you can go up the mountain. So what we've already identified in the last 3 days since Pastor Chuck's message is three phases of what to do with these emotions. The first thing we're going to do is you're going to have to acknowledge. Instead of deny, we're going to acknowledge. See the difference? If I'm denying and I'm going to deny the emotion, I'm pushing it down, it's still there and it's going to get in the way. Rather, what we need to do, and we're going to do this today, we're going to move through the veil up into the glory. We're going to come up into the right hand of God, and we have a high priest. What did he say? That can be what? Touched with what? The feelings. See, he never gave way because he knew how to keep his emotions under divine order. But he knew how to keep them under divine order, so his faith was never affected. But he could be touched, say touched, with the feelings, they're your emotion, of your infirmities. Amen? Was in all points tempted. So what do? We come to the throne of grace, and the first thing we do is stop denying. Say stop denying. We're going to call this the pass anointing. But you'll get it in a minute when you do acknowledgement, surrender, and sanctification. Or acknowledgement, surrender, and yeah, you could call it separation, sanctification. This is the operation. The first thing we're going to do when we come to the throne of grace, we're going to acknowledge and not deny. Because as long as we're denying, it's there. If we acknowledge, he desires what? Truth. Lord, I have anger. Lord, I'm disappointed. Lord, I'm depressed. Now that part, it's okay to say that in front of him. It's not okay to dwell in that. It's okay to say it. It's okay to acknowledge, because if you don't acknowledge it, you're not going to get it unseated. We're actually going to detach your emotions from interfacing with the world system, and we're going to teach your emotions to interface in the kingdom. But to do that, we're going to have to separate them from a system that they interface with all the time. To do that, you got to bring them to the throne of grace, and we're going to surrender. First, we acknowledge. So you got to acknowledge, you got anxiety, you got to acknowledge, I'm afraid, Lord, I've got fear. Sometimes he's got to get you rolled back to what the issue is. I'm angry, I'm afraid, I've got fear, or I'm depressed about this. You've got to say it. You don't have to go telling everybody, but you got to say it to him. Because he's got to acknowledge. Why? Because it's got to be repented of before it's going to get separated. Not everybody, nobody's that super spiritual that your emotions are not interfacing with something out there. Amen? If you are, then we have emotions called pride. We'll deal with those too. So anyway, so as we get in, we surrender, we acknowledge. And sometimes you got to get, I mean, Anna and I were doing this. We started this yesterday and I saw rooms in my soul. I mean, I saw it way all these times I shut down in the past because of all the stuff that's going on. When you carry a vision like this, you get hammered, and some of it's your own fault, some of it's not, but you learn to deal with things. And after a while, if it's too much, your soul will shut things down. It'll shut people up. It'll build walls. And when you build them, you'll shut people out. Those things have got to get opened if you want these emotions to be utilized for faith. Let me say this. There is a realm where your emotions can be utilized by the kingdom of God, and they can be in 100% agreement with what God said, and they'll work with you, not against you. But you're not going to get them to do that unless you get out of the system where they're interfacing. That's why you've got to come out. Throw in a grace. So I'm going to repent. I'm going to acknowledge, right? And that's a repentance. Then I'm going to surrender it, right? And sometimes you have people associated with that feeling, with that emotion. You have circumstance associated with it. And sometimes you have soul ties, emotional ties. Those things sometimes are tied by spirits. They'll tie. And that's why you wake up and you're locked into something. You can't get over it. So as you release, at the first part of the throne of grace, you release the person, but we're specifically wanting to release the emotion. We want to surrender the emotion and release the person. Okay? Or the situation. Then we're going to go down into the Jordan. Say down into the Jordan. All this is still phase one. Why do you get to phase three? So phase one is what? Acknowledgement, surrender, separation. So now we're going to come down into the Jordan. Past the ankles, past the knees, past the loins. We're going down into a baptism now. Now, this is where legally, say legally, everything in the old man died, even to the umbilical cord. It all died. You were dead. When you're born again, everything died there. That's why the Bible says in Romans, you're dead. Did you know you really legally died? Spirit, soul, and body. Now, when your spirit came out, he totally recreated the image of Christ. The soul has to be transformed, and the body, he has to leave, but he did something. He broke the umbilical cord. We'll get to that later. So, with the soul part, when we go down to this Jordan, we're going to do this today, we're presenting, what does he say in Romans 4 when he said he can be touched with the feeling of your firm? He says, he sits as the high priest with two-edged sword, dividing asunder what? Spirit, soul, and body. He has to divide these parts out because parts of you are still old. Not by God design. It has to be appropriated by faith. The born-again thing, it's freed. Your soul has to undergo a transformation in your body too, but we can appropriate these things by faith. So in other words, the Bible says you're buried with baptism, planted together. So I can present my emotional faculties for separation. What's the very first thing God did in creation? Separated darkness from light. He's very good at it. He can separate darkness from light, old from new, old wineskin from new wineskin, chaff from the wheat. There are parts of you that don't belong to the kingdom that have to be addressed, then surrendered, and now separated. Now, as you do this on a daily basis, you're going to start seeing him separate this emotional system that's interfacing with the world system. He's going to start making separations, detaching, unplugging your whole emotional being from that world system. As it gets unplugged, he's going to reattach it to him. But he's got to untouch it from there. And you've got to work with him on this because you're already integrated. If you live in this world, you're already integrated. You've interfaced too much. You've got issues that need tissues and you don't know it. But when God gets us in here, he starts the separation. He's good at it. You present and you see the separation. You see the separation of the things you're dealing with. I see that I'm buried. This part of me is separated. And buried in baptism. You can be touched with the feeling of mine. For all points without sin, you're my high priest. You can free me. Amen. So every day we do that, we get to the process by faith. We're seeing the separation of the old interface. Now, as we do that on a daily basis, we're going to start getting freed. Yesterday, we already had a breakthrough, and we did it for the first time, specifically around the emotional faculties. Incredible breakthrough. And all of a sudden, boom,
is the motions are starting to separate. Now our being, spirit, soul, and body, has to interface with a new system. If you don't get a new image, then it'll just automatically entangle itself back in the other image. The problem with us is image. Let us make man in our own image. The world wants to image you. God wants to image you. Your emotions are going to follow whoever's imaging. Whatever image is predominant, that's what the emotions are going to follow into. They'll follow the image of God. They will. So phase two, interfacing now with the kingdom, calibrating. The emotions need to be recalibrated. They need a new frequency. They need a new place to set, and they need a new master. Now, the Bible says, this is a really good one, I've seen servants upon horses, Solomon, and princes walking on the face of the earth. He says, something's very odd here. The servants on the horse, the princes walking behind, that is a breach of divine order. And when divine order is breached, you're going to have all kinds of problems. So the servant is the soul, the horse is the body, the prince is the new man. Where do you think the prince belongs? With reins in hand. Jerking that horse where he wants to go, not that horse. You get the soul and the body together and they're running the show, they will run you all over the place. They'll send you here and they'll say, follow thou us. We know the system. And they'll get you in a world, a boatload of trouble. Barney Rubble trouble. This prince is the one God's dealing with, the divine order. He must be in the seat of authority. He's got to be seated. He has to have the reins of that body, and the soul must be behind. And that way, if the new man's running things, the soul will follow, and the emotions will follow. They'll follow in the divine order. If they're not in divine order, you're not going to get them to work with you in faith. Get them in divine order. So when we re-interface the emotions in the kingdom, we can re-interface them in the rest. When you deal with emotions that are dealing with works, toil, and labor, you can re-interface in the righteousness. You can re-interface in the love of the Father and dealing with these issues. And then you can re-interface the emotions in the God-given vision, destiny for your life. The creative thoughts of the Father for you. Those emotions can actually serve that vision. Now, here's where we're going with this. As the emotions are re-interfacing, you're going to go through a season where you got to unplug them. But now they're looking for a new master. We're going to give them a new master called the King of Glory, the Kingdom of God, the Father, the glory realm. We're going to reassign the emotions to the kingdom, and we're going to reassign them to the frequency of promise. Amen? But not just promise, because what have we learned about promise? We don't have to stand on this side of promise. We can stand on the other side of the promise. We can stand in the place called done. Abraham did it. You remember when God walked Abraham through, took him and made that covenant. Thy name has been Abraham. Kings have come out of thy loins. Nations, the father of many nations, I've made thee. All the way to Christ, he confirmed the covenant. And Jesus said, Abraham, rejoice, they see my day. And he saw it. God took him all the way to the inheritor, heir of the seed. And boom, Abraham gets all the way back to where he was. God finished the thing. And then God said, by this time next year, you'll have an heir. And he starts laughing. He's not laughing in joy. He's laughing in unbelief. Can a child be born with him that's 100 years old? And besides, look at her. She's 90 years old. And she laughs too. They're both in unbelief, but it didn't matter. God already confirmed the covenant. The motions caught up. He found the faith in that year. Amen. God accelerated his faith. God, when he can get you out of the way, he can accelerate you. So we sometimes got to get in front of the promise and see that I have given. See what I have done. See. But you're seeing from a kingdom point. And what happens? The emotions will follow into that. They'll follow and serve. But here's the deal. We're doing this and it's awesome because we're starting to feel some very serious, tangible kingdom here in the earth. Because there's a time where thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. You're praying in the presence of the Father. You've shut the door. You're in the kingdom. You're in the jurisdiction. The emotions have been reset. Everything's been recalibrated. God says, now, let's take this back to the earth. Anna said it best. We go up, we go in, and then we come back all in one day. Up, in, back. As we come back into this jurisdiction, See, the Lord did this.
Why do you think the Lord had to revert often to the mountain to pray?
He had to reset himself. He was constantly resetting. When John the Baptist died, he pulled away. He knew certain things. He couldn't allow his emotions to rule him. So he would pull away, reset, get calibrated. Motions get in divine order. When they come under submission to the kingdom of God, watch this. When you come back into the jurisdiction, guess what? You're a different person. When you get back over here and your emotions have been calibrated in God and they have been reassigned and refrequency and they're all in divine order. See, they're under a protective divine order now. They're not exposed like they were before. Over here, they're exposed. But when they're in the kingdom and you're under divine order, they're where they're supposed to be. The new man is on the horse. The emotions are following. Everything's under divine order. God said, now you're ready for your emotions to work with you, not against you. And now that you can take them right back, you go right back into the atmosphere you came out of, but you're a different man. You're a different person altogether. You're standing in the same arena, but this time your emotions are not subject to anything that's going on here because I'm not looking at this system anymore. I'm looking at the system I just came out of, and I'm bringing that one here. And suddenly my emotions are no longer ruling. My emotions are following who's in the lead. Who's in the lead? The kingdom. Who's in the lead? Promise. Who's in the lead? The word. That's where Caleb and Joshua were. They could see the word above the circumstance. You got to get to the point where the word is far greater than circumstance. Now the emotions are under authority. They're working with faith. So I walk in here. I don't see the deadness of this realm or the circumstances because now I'm seated above. I'm back in the earth. Now I can administrate true faith here. See the difference? When your emotions can work with you instead of against you, there is a whole operation there that none of us really utilize because we've been trained to shut them down instead of acknowledge them, separate them, recalibrate them, and then bring them back in and let them work with us. And I'm going to tell you this. The kingdom of God is meant to be felt. It's meant to be seen. When other people can't see it, though it's invisible, you can see it. Though it's invisible, you can feel it. Faith is a feel. You can feel when faith's on you. You can feel when the kingdom's on you. I'm not talking about when this anointing gets on you. I'm talking about when you pray, you can feel the glory on you. You need to feel as much as you see. We don't need to be in naked raw faith where I can't feel or do anything but just hold his word. We need every component working with us. I need to feel the kingdom. I need to feel the glory. I need to feel the victory, the atmosphere. I need to feel the oil here in the earth. I need to feel that victory here. I need to rise above it to the degree I can stand here and none of it can get in me. Like Jesus said, the thief cometh, but he has no place in me. He don't get up in me. I am above. When he was in his father said, go the other side. He said, let's go the other side. His emotions were in the divine order of the kingdom. He was set in the glory. He gets in the boat. They weren't in alignment. He was in alignment. First storm that comes to resist that word, the disciples are all in anxiety. Master, we're afraid. We're going to die out here. What have you done? They're all out of order. He's sleeping in the boat. He said, oh, you have little what faith. Your emotions are ruling you. See that? Your emotions are always going to rule until you get them under subjection to the kingdom of God. To get them under subjection, you got to get them separated. You get them separated, put them under subjection. Guess what? They're ready to serve the promise instead of work against the promise. You get the emotions serving. The Lord told me, he said, when you get the emotions serving alongside of the promise, then you're going to see the promise move so much faster. Because literally now, when we get to the end of this journey, when I say the end, we've gone up, come back here. We are in such a place of victory and oil. We come out of the prayer calls yesterday. Chuck was over praying with on and I. We're all like, whoa. And we're standing in a place of victory. When I come back, I'm clothed. My emotions are in 100% agreement with the word of God standing in this jurisdiction. They are not subject. They're not interfacing anymore with the world. They're in agreement with it. They're interfacing in the kingdom now. Man, it's a supercharger. Back in around 2000 era, maybe two, I was at a conference and Gary Carpenter was preaching. It was in Tulsa and he just preached the message on faith like he could do. And it stirred me so much that I went outside and there's this field in the back of their property there. And I walked back in that field and I just laid on the ground.
I was weeping uncontrollably. I was so stirred. And suddenly, the Spirit of God hovered over me right there in that field. He speaks to me and he says, "Do you want my definition?" Kind of spoke it like that, of what it means to believe. And I said, "Yes." And that's when he said, "It's a state of seeing and saying that will manifest the inheritance of Christ in you, to you, and through you." Well, he just changed that definition. And he told me why. He says, "I could not give you what I really wanted to give you that day. I wanted to give you, it's a state of seeing, saying, and feeling. But because you didn't understand jurisdictional transfer, there was no way I could tell you to feel. Because if you try to start feeling when all you're doing is operating in faith in this jurisdiction, it would confuse you, because your feelings are so interfacing with the world. I'm trying to feel the kingdom. It would just discourage you to try to feel the kingdom of God, because your emotions are tied into them." He goes, "But now you understand where I'm at and how to come in here and deintegrate, separate the emotions, reintegrate, interface them with the kingdom of God, move them, reattach them, realign them with the vision. Now I'm going to teach you how to feel. I'm going to show you how to feel, see, and hear an invisible kingdom that people can't feel, see, or hear that's standing right next to you." Jesus was sleeping in the boat. They weren't. You can stand right next to somebody and you can be in a whole other place in the kingdom. "I can see, feel, and hear, and sense the kingdom. I can feel it. I can touch it. I can taste it. Though it's invisible to the person right next to you right now. It's so real." He goes, "Once I can get all your senses in cooperation and agreement, you're going to see faith come out in an unprecedented way. Because I have removed some areas of unbelief you didn't understand that were working through the emotions. Once I can get you back in the world and every part of you is interfacing." You see that? So now it's a state of seeing, not with these eyes, the eye of faith, saying, mouth. Remember, I constantly said you got to see it and say it, and feeling. You're going to feel again. Some of you have gone through some stuff and shut your feeling center down. When you go through a lot of stuff, your feeling center can get shut down. You need to feel, because feeling can generate things, but they have to be the right emotions attached to the right system in order for it to work. Am I making sense? So when you get the emotions into the feeling center, now every part of you is working in the God-given design the way it was in the garden. Amen? Now your faith's going to start working, because you don't have anything working against you. The enemy is no problem if you get clothed right. You can walk right back in the middle of a storm. We do it all the time. Walk right back in the storm over here. Sorry, guys. And when we stand in the middle of a storm, back in the world system, jurisdictional storm, none of it phases you. I don't see the storm in it. I don't see the storm I came out of. I don't see the unbelief I came. I don't even see the circumstance. I see a new day. And I'm coming back. I say, "You will follow me into this new day, because I've been in a new day. I'm living in a new day. I see that he's given." And I pour some oil, because the oil is pouring right now. That living water is starting to pour out now. Well, where is it? See, you're still trying to look for it. The kingdom doesn't come with ocular evidence. You got to have to see it, feel it, touch it, taste it before you see it, feel it, touch it, taste it here. You got to see it. You got to know. Gnosko, know, is feeling too. It's not just knowing. It's that inner intimate feeling, intimate knowledge. It's the intimacy of the kingdom. You got to get to that place with your faith. And then suddenly will come upon you. And everybody's going, "Glory, hallelujah." And you're like, "It's about time." Because you already been there 1,000 times. I'm like, "This was way past due. This is supposed to have been my opinion." But each time God's showing, it's because what's God want? He wants a perfected faith now.